Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Saturday. He's armed with a week's worth of talking points and got up early for your listening pleasure. So kick back and enjoy all the immensity, the potency, and the intensity that is the Robin Lundberg Show. Here's the man so charismatic, we named the show after him, Robin Lundberg.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. I got to be honest, I'm way more irritated to start this show than I normally am. I'm very irritated at this very second. So I'm in New York City right now. And when I got to the studio, I got here a little early. And I wanted my morning coffee, as many of you may partake in. So, you know, I enjoy a large cold brew from Dunkin' Donuts in the morning, generally. And I wasn't able to get one near my house because it was early and I had to Uber over here and whatnot. So I get here and I check the app. I was going to go to this other corner store. And I check the app just out of curiosity because I haven't done it in a while to see, like, the local locations to see if any of them are open. And the closest one's not open. But the one next says it's open. So I get on the app, and I place a mobile order for my large cold brew from Dunkin' Donuts. And I start walking there. I mean, it's not a crazy walk. I mean, it's just like a tenth of a mile, two-tenths of a mile, like a normal stroll. No big deal. So I start walking over there to pick up the coffee that I had placed the order for online. And I get there, and the place is closed. It's closed, and the app says 5 a.m. they're open, and Eastern time, of course, and the door says 6 a.m. So this is a problem. This is now an issue for me. So I get there, and I'm trying to figure out what I should do in this situation because I obviously cannot wait until 6 a.m. to enter the establishment, being that right now you hear me talking to you. This is not the kind of job I can be 5 minutes late to. That's when I would, if I would wait until 6 a.m., I would be here right now. I mean, maybe if I had sprinted, if I had got it right at 6 a.m. and sprinted during Peter Schwartz's update, he could have done the first minute of the show and I would have been here on time. So I'm there and I was like, all right, I guess I'll just knock on the glass, right? I mean, what else am I? I knock on the glass and nobody comes. And then I knock on the glass again. And finally, a woman acknowledges my presence. And I think she's a little creeped out because I'm knocking on the glass just before 6 a.m. Knocking on the glass, and I try to explain to her. I show her the phone with the app. Like, here, I placed this order from the app. And she shows me the ticket receipt and says, yes, you did place this order from the app. And I'm like, well, good. We have this level of understanding. And then she holds up six fingers and says, hey, it's 6 o'clock. And that we open. And I try to convey whatever it is I understand with my hands. Yes, I understand. But and then I put on my watch time and I did a talking symbol, which would imply I have to be on the radio and also please talk to me. Then she has the gall to actually make it. She makes it and puts it right there. And I see it right there in front of me and I can't get to it. And then I try to motion to her again and she keeps saying 6 o'clock. And I'm like, well, okay, that does me no good. So finally, in a huff, I leave. And then I get here to the studio, and I try three separate coffee machines. First one says, please empty the bin for the coffee. And I empty the bin. There's nothing in there. And it still says empty the bin. So then I have to go to another coffee machine, which gives me slightly brown water. And then I try the third coffee machine, which just gives me water with like little brown flakes in it. So that's been the story of my morning. So therefore, I mean, not the worst thing in the world in the grand scheme of things, but therefore, I'm going to start with a topic that I would not have started with. I never would have considered starting with this topic, but because I'm in a bad mood, let's start with the coronavirus. All right, let's go right to the coronavirus at the top of the show. I've struggled with this because I don't know how to make this into good sports talk radio. Right? Like, I don't know how to make this into internet. I don't want to hear about the freaking coronavirus when I call into a sports talk show or listen to a sports talk show. Who the hell wants to hear about the coronavirus? I mean, I hear about it all the time. If I'm just like anywhere, right? I mean, I get emails from jobs saying, hey, here's our coronavirus contingency plan. Or no matter what it is, it's corona. I mean, hear about it all the time. I don't want to hear about it when it comes to sports. But it is a sports story. Right, like it's unavoidable that it's a sports story because of the repercussions, the ramifications we've seen in sports with, you know, crowds not being there overseas, playing games without crowds, events being canceled. You know, South by Southwest, the big festival, was just canceled. And apparently the NBA sent out an internal memo last night saying that, you know, they may have to play without fans. Because of the coronavirus and coronavirus concerns. LeBron James, who, you know, I'd rather be talking about LeBron James. That would be a brand new premise for me. I'd rather be talking about LeBron James, what he did last night, and guarding Giannis and having a dominant performance and really, you know, heating up that MVP debate as the Lakers beat the Bucks last night. But instead, after the game, LeBron was asked about the possibility of playing NBA games without fans due to the coronavirus.
We play games without the fans?
Yeah.
No, it's impossible. I ain't playing. I ain't got the fans in the crowd. That's what I play for. But my teammates play for, I play for the fans. That's what it's all about. So if I show up to an arena and ain't no fans in there, I ain't playing. So they can do what they want to do.
So that would be a problem for the NBA if they decide to go with this plan and then LeBron load manages because there's no fans. That would be an issue. But, I mean, seriously, like, is this something that is now a sports talk radio topic? Is this something you want to talk about? What do you think of the idea of sporting events with no fans? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line. Sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy. Like, for me, I'm not really worried about it. It's not something I'm thinking about. I mean, you can't help it because it's constantly, you know, inundating pop culture now, the coronavirus. But I'm not really concerned about it. I don't want to downplay it. I don't want to say, like, it's not a big deal. A global pandemic is a problem, no doubt. And for anybody who's concerned, I feel you, especially if you have older relatives or people with respiratory problems in your family or something like that. But for me, I'm a relatively healthy person with a healthy immune system. Given what I've read about it, it says symptoms for the lay folk like that or a runny nose and maybe a cough or a fever or whatever. And then when I found out it hasn't had a real rough toll on kids, that was my biggest concern because I have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. And that was what had me really terrified, right? Like when I was scared about it at first, I was like, oh no, are my kids going to get this? And then I saw that it actually hasn't been kids who have been experiencing problems. I don't think there's been any deaths for someone under the age of 10 thus far. And my philosophy on stuff like this, just in general, is like, what am I going to accomplish by worrying about it, right? Like, I understand major corporations have to take precautions and the like. But even if there was a, you know, uptick in the number of cases of the coronavirus, I would still go to a game. You know, I wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't be the kind of thing that, that keeps me away from the game. Now, it, it may be impossible because they're just not allowing people. And again, I understand, like, I get it. You have to take precautions and it's, it is a serious issue. And, you know, in the big picture, it's a serious issue, even if, you know, for the most part, the I think the fatality aspect of it, it is being, not exaggerated, of course, but, you know, sensationalized maybe a bit because that's a scary, that's the scariest thing that can happen to anyone. But it, I mean, it's a scary thing in general that there's a new disease that is going across the globe rapidly and not being controlled. That is a scary thing. But I, you know, I just try not to worry about stuff like that. Wash my hands. You know, I've seen, maybe I wasn't doing as diligent a job washing my hands in the past. Now that I see all these instructional videos and stuff everywhere and pictures everywhere. So I've been washing my hands more. But, I'm not going to be paralyzed in worrying about something like this. And I wonder if it's even worth talking about on a sports talk show. Right? Because I wouldn't call in. I'm not going to call in. Maybe you're not going to call in. But it's fresh on the mind because last night it came up right after the Lakers game. And LeBron James addressed it. And we see it happening more and more and more in sports. Is the coronavirus now a sports topic? What do you make of the idea of NBA games or any games, but NBA is the one in the midst of the season without fans? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. I have half a mind to try and run to that Dunkin' Donuts and pick up my coffee and run back. But I don't think I have quite enough time to do that. I'm really irritated. It was sitting right there. I ordered it online. I show up at the store. I see my large cold brew sitting right there. Just walk it to me at the door. Come on. You have the radio on over there at that Dunkin' Donuts. Look what you've done. Look what you've done to my morning. And now I'm talking about the coronavirus. At Robin Lundberg, R-O-B-I-N-L-U-N-D-B-E-R-G on Twitter. Does the coronavirus scare you? What do you make of the idea of, you know, fans not being in attendance at stadiums? And is it now a sports story? 855-212-4227. I am Robin Lundberg, and I'm here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show. He's Robin Lundberg, and he's on CBS Sports Radio. Take it away, Robin.
Correct. Robin Lundberg here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know, I got a little bit of something going on my throat. I guess everybody's a little paranoid if there's anything going on. We're like, wait. I don't even know how does one go about getting tested for the coronavirus. But it's crazy. You know, like, I'm getting emails with contingency plans from jobs and the like, and you see sporting events getting not canceled, but playing without fans overseas. You see South by Southwest getting canceled, and I want to be delicate with the way I tackle this because it is a serious issue. Like I, it's not a small thing when you have a virus spreading across the globe rapidly, and some people are dying, and others are getting sick. At the same time, I'm not one to worry about something like that. You know, I just don't think it does any good to worry about it. And I've generally, that's been my approach to getting sick, period, and germs and stuff like that. I just don't think about them. I don't worry about them. And I generally don't get sick. Luckily, I guess I have a pretty good immune system, especially because I spend, you know, most of my non-working hours around 3 to 5 year olds, right? Like, so I have a pretty good immune system. And when I've done some research into the actual virus, I'm not worried for myself, to be 100% honest. Like, I think I could get it and be fine. And I'm not worried for my kids or my family because I read that was my chief concern. It was like, oh no, what is this? What does this do to kids? So it's not something that I'm really thinking about, other than the fact that I'm inundated by the coverage, and I hope, of course, that it gets controlled. But it has now infiltrated sports, to the point where the NBA sent out an internal memo with the possibility of playing without fans. And LeBron James weighed in on it, saying that he wouldn't even play if there were no fans. Now, we'll see if when it actually came down to that, he'd follow through. But it is now crossed over into sports. And it's a tough time. I don't know how to talk about it as a sports talk show. I know how to talk about a lot of things. And I'm not afraid to talk about anything. I mean, I'll talk about it. But I just don't know how. Like, how do you make compelling sports talk radio about the coronavirus? Is it something you're thinking about? You know, what do you think of the possibility of games being played, NBA games being played without fans? 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. Let's go to Caesar in Dallas. Caesar, you're up here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, Robin? You know, I like this topic, but then, you know, I really don't. But, you know, I don't blame you for talking about it. You know, everybody around is talking about it. But, you know, just like you said, if you don't pay attention to it, if you don't put no thought into it, you know, you just continue on with your regular daily basis, you know, touching this, touching that. You know, I'm a person that, yeah, I wash my hands. You know, I'm careful with everything. But when flu season comes around, when Ebola came around, if you don't really think about it, then, you know, I'm not saying you're not going to get sick, but it's just the paranoid people that, you know, are just make things 10 times worse, you know, and I think that's one reason why it's trending everywhere, why when sometimes a big virus comes out, it trends everywhere because people make a big deal about it. You know, I read somewhere an article saying that the death rate of this coronavirus is not as big as the Ebola. I think Ebola was up to 40% death rate, and the coronavirus, it's only about 20-some percent. You know,
it's not no 20% is way high. It's not even close to 20%. It's like 3%.
Yeah, and then I think on you know, people younger than 40, it's only a 0.2%. So, you know, that's why I don't really pay attention to it. You know, I don't think it's a big deal. Now, when it comes to sporting events, I think they're just like I'm saying, they're going way too high about this.
Well,
you know,
I mean, here's where I'll defend them, right? Like, Caesar, you and I are on the same page in general, I think. But here's where I would defend these big corporations and the events. You don't want it to spread. Right? Like, you want to try and keep it contained and keep it from spreading. So I don't think it's about so much, or at least I hope it's not so much about the fear of, like, people dying and dropping dead at the event or anything like that. Because from at least, and maybe somebody who's more medically inclined can enlighten me, at least from my understanding, the coronavirus, the people who are really at risk here are the elderly and somebody with a underlying respiratory condition. Those have been the people who have seen the worst effects of the virus. But I understand where the NBA or any other league or big event organizer is coming from, because you don't want to take it from where it is now to a bigger place. Because even if it was just, let's say it's the flu, right? Let's call it the flu. If the flu was a new thing, you wouldn't want the flu to be spreading like gangbusters, right? And the flu kills people too. So that's part of the issue, I think, when you're a big event organizer. It's not just about, oh, we're worried about the worst thing that could happen. It's about keeping the containment on it so it doesn't continue to spread rapidly before it can be put under control. Mike in Chicago. Mike, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, good morning. I'm a fan of Grand Sumo Wrestling. It's on NHK on cable, and their tournament starts, I think, tomorrow in Osaka, and they're gonna do it without fans, and I think that's a first for them. And but they said they will cancel a 15-day tournament. That's the way they usually roll. But I don't think that if they have one person who gets ill, they're just gonna cancel the whole dang thing. Now here in Chicago, I plan on going to the White Sox opener, and you know, I got deathly ill a couple of Christmases ago coming from LA to Chicago. And it had to be something I touched either in the waiting area, in the airport, or the plane itself. So I'm not really a germaphobe, but you got to be aware, you know. It's hard not to, you get a scratch on your eye and itch, you rub your eye, you know. So I consider anything in that airport.
Airports are, you know, germ factor. People get sick all the time right after flights, right? Because you're in close. The way they treat you at airlines is just disgraceful, by the way. I mean, I just went to Chicago. Speaking of Chicago, I just went there for the All-Star game, and I hadn't flown in a little bit. And it's just a reminder, like, it's disgusting how they treat us. Like, and I'm not singling out any airline. I'm talking about mass air travel in general. Like the, all right, you have to go wait. First of all, you can't show up for your thing. You have to be there 2 hours early or whatever. And then you have to wait in one line to get through security. And I want people to be safe, so I get it. But then after you wait in security, you have to then go wait for your plane. And then once your plane is getting ready to board, you have to wait for your section to be called. And then once your section is called, you have to wait in the line to get on the plane. And then once you get on the plane, you have to like try and stuff your bag in an overhead compartment. There's not enough room. And then you have to sit down, and there's not enough room in your seat because the person – I had some poor dude who kept apologizing to me for touching me. I was like, dude, I know you're not doing it on purpose. We're like crammed in here together. Here's how you know. Remember that whole thing about the person reclining their seat and then the other person punching it? If that's a problem, that's an airline problem, not a people problem, right? Like, because there's not enough room for the chair to serve its normal function. They're cramming us into this thing like sardines, and it's just disgraceful. But people get sick because of it, right? Because you're coming into contact with all sorts of people in close quarters, in these gross close quarters, in a small little tube. They put us in a small, that's what we're in, right? Like a small little tube, and there you have it. Let's go to Alan in Toronto. Alan, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
I understand the whole concept. It is safety and security reasons of the highest importance, and the origin is still a total mystery. Having said all that, how many people, 90,000 people have contacted in China, and look how many people there are. There's something like about 3 billion people, possibly more. So your chances of getting it are not much less than winning a lottery. I've been a cabbie for 37 years. Every time I get in the car, my chances of getting killed in a car crash are maybe 200 times higher than catching this virus. You know, I'm not going to sit home and worry it. And I have one chance in 500,000 of getting seriously injured in a car crash, which is much higher on a percentage basis. So you can't just sit and worry about it.
You know what, Alan, I'm with you. Like my family, my wife's family is in Maryland, right? And she's really close to her family. So they go back and forth in Maryland a lot. And she'll take the kids, obviously. And that almost every time I have that hint of worry, I'm like, oh, be safe on that road, you know, because every day out on the road is dangerous. In a sense, if we're talking about the numbers relative to other things, it's something we do every day. We don't think about it, but it is super dangerous. And that's the way I'm approaching this is obviously it's a major issue. It needs to be contained. No one wants this thing to spread all across the globe. At the same time, I'm not going to spend my days worried about it because of one, the chances of catching it, and two, the reality of what catching it means to people at least in my nuclear family, like as far as everyone out there is concerned. Obviously, I hope for the health and well-being of everybody out there. 855-212-4227. Is the coronavirus now a sports talk topic, given that the NBA is contemplating playing games without fans? Again, I'm not sure how to cover this. 855-212-4227. We'll keep the show rolling, including another broadcaster topic. I mean, we got a good one with Tony Romo. We got another one today.
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show. Waking up your weekend. Here's Robin Lundberg.
I'm not waking up yet. Woken up yet? Awake yet? Haven't had my coffee yet? This is starting to be problematic. You know, like everything's going against me this morning. This is actually not true. I mean, they're very small things. No, in fact, they're not all going against me, because I caught a lift on my way here and it was trying to leave and I caught it down before it left. So that, check one for me. But then after that, everything started working against me, including my mobile order of Dunkin' Donuts. If you haven't heard yet, I ordered. If you haven't heard yet, it's a very important story. I ordered on the mobile app, and it said the location was open. I walked to the location. Location's not open. It says it opens about 15 minutes from when I got there. Problem is, this isn't a job I can be late for. Lady wouldn't bring me my mobile order, though I saw it right there, so I didn't get my coffee. Then I came here, and the three coffee machines, none of them worked. One said empty the bin, and the bin was empty. One gave me slightly brown water, and then one gave me water with little brown flakes in it. And then I went to a vending machine and tried to get something, and the selection I wanted in the vending machine was not available. So I'm ornery at this moment. 855-212-4227. And to top it off, I'm talking about the freaking coronavirus on a sports talk show. Like, I don't know what to do with it. The only reason, you know, it was probably a topic anyway, because more and more stuff is getting shut down due to the coronavirus, obviously. But with the NBA sending out a memo to its franchises explaining that due to the coronavirus outbreak, teams should be preparing to play games without fans in attendance and identifying essential staff presence for these games, it led to a quote from LeBron James.
We play games without the fans?
Yeah.
No, it's impossible. I ain't playing. I ain't got the fans in the crowd. That's what I play for. But my teammates play for, I play for the fans. That's what it's all about. So if I show up to an arena and ain't no fans in there, I ain't playing. So they can do what they want to do.
And now that LeBron James has said it, it's going to be a huge story. Like, this is going to be a big story that goes beyond sports, right? All the political outlets are going to pick this up. There's no question. I already see it on my timeline. You know, everybody's going to pick up that because it's a quote from LeBron. And I'm sure somehow it'll become a LeBron. Like, LeBron wants people to get sick. Really what it is the biggest star of the NBA, obviously, sort of addressing this issue head on. And I don't know if push comes to shove, if LeBron will actually follow through on what he said there. I think he was trying to express a sentiment. And, you know, my sentiment has been this throughout the show. I'm not really worried about the coronavirus. Once I found out it hasn't had a big impact on kids, I'm relatively healthy. I don't have people close to me that are of real concern. So personally, I'm not really worried about it. Personally, it wouldn't make me hesitant to attend an event because I just don't like to live like that, worried about stuff like that. But from a, you know, non-personal standpoint, from a bigger picture standpoint, obviously it's a big deal, and we want to make sure that it doesn't continue to spread rapidly across the globe, because there are some who are really adversely affected by it, and you want to keep it contained. So I get why places are taking precautions, of course, but with LeBron sort of drawing that line there, that is very likely to make it a bigger topic when it comes to the sports world. Have you started to think about it when it comes to the sports world? What did you make of what LeBron said, saying that he wouldn't play if there were no fans? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Steph in Alabama. Steph, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Robin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I got a little bit different thought about this. I just think, due to the fact that this is being overhyped by the media, and why I say that is, I think a caller alluded to it earlier, you know, the flu kills something like close to 650,000 people a year worldwide. I don't think this thing's going to come anywhere close. Now, we don't know that for sure, but you've already mentioned, you know, the mortality rate at 2% or 3%.
I think it's 3.4%.
Yeah, I read 2 earlier, but it may have gone up.
Now, I'm going to deal with facts here for a second. I'm going to let you continue. But the death rate for the coronavirus is far higher than for the flu. Like, the rate is far higher for the coronavirus than the flu. So it is more serious in that sense. People do die from the flu in larger numbers, but that's because the flu has been around a long time and more people get the flu. So I think the mortality rate for the flu is something like 0.1%. So it's way smaller than coronavirus. So I just want to make sure we're dealing with facts.
Of numbers, though.
Yeah. But that's here's the point would be, Steph, and this is me defending some of the measures that are being taken. The point is, you don't want the coronavirus to become the flu, right? So that's why you take these precautions so it doesn't
spread. Worse. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I get that. But I just think, as far as the sporting world and everybody that's got corporate, you know, ties, I just think they're more worried about the liability than anything. And the other thing, too, is I agree with LeBron. I don't think that would be a huge, a terrible optics to be playing in front of an empty crowd. It'd be better off waiting a week or two or however, you know, let this thing break through and then get back to it. That's just my take on it.
Well, I mean, yeah, except it's happened other places, right? And we're now seeing, You know, it's really starting to become a legitimate possibility. You know, working from home. The South by Southwest was a pretty big deal, right? Like, that's a major festival every year. And they shut it down this year. So it's not like a, you know, the NCAA tournament, that's the other one. That's probably the thing most, most directly, closely in danger. The NCAA tournament being played without fans. The Olympics being canceled. Like, those are real possibilities at this point in time. Now, again, I would still attempt to go if I wanted to. Not saying I'm going to any of these events, but I would still go. If they were to give me the choice, I would still go. The corporations and the companies themselves, though, you know, they're going to take it out of your hands because that's an individual decision. They have to make a decision based on far more than the individual. They have to make a decision based on the risk to the greatest number of people, what they're being told from the CDC and organizations like that on what the smart thing to do is. And yes, you're right, like some form of liability concerns if anything were to happen to someone who's attending one of their events or their games. But we're now we're living in that world now. That's, I hope it's not the case. I hope we don't get there, but we're getting closer and closer to that being a legitimate possibility. And some of these companies, some of these corporations are starting to take precautions in the event that they need to play without fans. LeBron James said he would not play without fans. Now, I doubt that actually is the case, but that he wouldn't play if it came down to it, because that would be a major story. But I understand the sentiment he's trying to say. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. What do you make of LeBron's comments? I just mentioned the NCAA tournament. Bracket week is underway on CBS Sports Network, and today at 3:30 Eastern, 12:30 Pacific, the State Farm Missouri Valley Conference Tournament semifinals tip off as teams fight for a chance to dance in March. Let's go to Kevin in Shreveport, Los Angeles. You're up next here on or is that Louisiana? I see L.A. Shreveport, Louisiana. I guess I should figure that because L.A. is Los Angeles. You're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Hey, man, I just think sometimes, LeBron speaks without thinking. There may not be fans in the crowd, but, you have people watch games. Maybe they can't get out. Maybe that'll be a source of entertainment for them why they're not able to get out or why they're quarantined or whatever. I think it's kind of a selfish statement for him to make that. Like I said, I think sometimes he just says things because there's a mic in his face.
Well, I mean, he says things because someone's asked him a question and puts a mic in his face. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he says it because he's not thinking it through. He just responds.
I agree, in this case, Kevin, but that doesn't everybody do that sometimes? Like, I mean, think about the number of questions he's fielding, and he probably wasn't ready.
But he's used to it, though, right? I mean, so he should know better sometimes. I think it's kind of irresponsible sometimes.
Yeah, but that was his off-the-cuff response, and then all he has to do is say, if he changes his mind, I was speaking in the moment. Fans are very important to me, but obviously the safety is more important.
But you would agree, though, right? Wouldn't you think that more people, if they're not able to get out, they should be able to be entertained? Maybe just because they're not in the crowd doesn't mean that they're not going to be at a game or so and able to watch.
Sure. I mean, look, if they play the games, they're still going to televise them, I imagine. Yes, that's why I said if it really came down to it. Look, LeBron has a lot of influence. I don't think he can stop this. I don't think his sentiment is going to stop this. I think he was just speaking, off the cuff. And what, his honest feelings were at that moment in time. Maurice Smith tweets in, if it comes to playing without crowds, I don't see a problem with it. Safety first, but I hope it doesn't come to that, especially for the NCAA tournament. Andy Banda says, I think you need to set some of the false narratives correct, like the last caller that believes this will blow over in a week. Maybe check the CDC website. This is just the beginning of the virus. I tried to lay it down the facts when comparing it to the flu. And my broader point was that I'm not worried about it for myself personally, but I understand why these companies and the corporations would be worried about it and the leagues, because you don't want it to continue to spread at the rate it's been spreading. You know, that's why it's so concerning. Fightin' Amish tweets in, "Good morning, Robin. Sorry to hear about the coffee scenario. Will this coronavirus affect March Madness?" Maybe. I mean, I'm at the point where I have to say maybe. Yes, I think, is it a possibility March Madness is played without fans? Yes. Brad Seftel says, if you were in Canada, like 90% of Tim Hortons are open 24/7. You'd have your iced coffee for sure. Hey, there's a lot of stuff I like about Canada. So, you know, you don't have to sell me on Canada. I'm not anti-Canada. I'm pro-Canada. MS7XWDC tweets in, "We do not know exactly how many people have coronavirus, so the mortality rate is impossible to figure out until you know how many people actually have it. Let's not create additional panic." I'm just going off the stats that I can look up and are available, guys. I'm not a doctor. I'm certainly not an infectious disease. What is that called? There's got to be a specific role for not just a doctor, but somebody who studies infectious diseases or viruses. I'm not that. I don't really want to be talking about this. To be honest, I only started the show with it. There's two reasons I started the show with it. One, because I started the show in a bad mood due to the coffee and situation that I expressed, and I knew I had to get to it at some point. It was a relevant topic, so I might as well start with coronavirus. And then two, because LeBron James talked about it, right? Like, LeBron James weighs in on major news story. Major news story becomes major sports news story. It already was. It already was becoming a... I mean, how many... every day there's some new report about what some place is doing, right? What some school is doing. What, you know, some league is saying to its players. But once LeBron James weighs in on it, it gets elevated to the top column in the headlines. ESPN.com, LeBron scoffs at possibility of playing games without fans. Let me see, CBSSports.com, NBA tells teams report to prepare to play without fans. So, I mean, like, it's now... I mean, the NBA thing itself would have been enough of a story, but we could have just passed it off as they're being overly cautious. LeBron James saying he's not going to play in the games if there are no fans makes it a real sports story. But again, I don't know exactly how to make it a sports talk radio story. That's a trick. That's the hard part about it, because it's not fun to talk about. You know, people don't feel impassioned about it. They don't want it. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. People do want, apparently, especially sports media companies, is Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning, reports are, got an offer to broadcast for Monday Night Football, and the offer would have him exceed what was already made by Tony Romo when Tony Romo set the record. Set the benchmark for broadcasting deals. But now Peyton Manning could break it without ever having broadcasted a game before. I want to get into that coming up next, because I think, you know, generally, like I said before, talking about broadcasters, just like talking about the coronavirus, isn't something that resonates to a great number of people. But I found that hasn't been the case when it comes to Tony Romo. I wonder if the same is true for Peyton Manning. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227, at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's RobinLundberg. It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and I'm coming to you live until 10 o'clock Eastern time here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.